Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Burdi, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Now, if your big breakthrough is growing your business and you want to figure out how do I do that, one of the things I offer is a free strategy call. You can jump on that, markgabrini.com/strategy, which will be in the show notes. But one of the other things you could do to grow your business is really give your customers a great experience. And I feel like this is one of those parts of the process that a lot of people overlook because we're so busy on growth and acquisition and getting customers. And I feel like we neglect our existing customers where sure, we give them the product they're looking for, we give them what they signed up for, but we can do a lot more in that relationship. And if we treat our customers right, they're going to maybe buy more stuff from us, they're going to share our services, our products, our brand with other people. So there's certainly a lot of potential there. And today's guest, she is really great at giving customers a great experience. She is a highly successful and experienced customer experience strategist and published author. For over 25 years, she has been delivering world-class customer service and experiences. And one of the things that's very interesting about her is she grew up with her family who, they were actually a McDonald's family. They opened up store number 150 in Florida back in 1959. So McDonald's, I mean, love them or hate them, I mean, they have very great systems. And today's guest was very deep into that. So we're going to explore, how do we get better at giving our customers such a great experience. And we have this great guest for us in episode 355, who is none other than Jill Raff. Jill, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's really great to be with you, Mark. Really, really excited about our conversation.
Jill, I'm so happy to have you on the show, and I'm looking forward to diving into the customer experience because it's such a important skill for any of us to master. So I'm wondering if you could share a little bit on just how you got started in taking customer experience seriously. I'm sure the McDonald's background had a little bit in that, but I want to hear some backstory and just hear where all this is coming from.
Sure, absolutely. You're right. That is completely my foundation. I grew up literally in the culture of McDonald's, and especially in those early days, it was very much about customers always right. Now, that's a conversation to be had today, not necessarily meant in the same way, but in the mid-50s, also the world of business was different. The customers were different. The delivery was different. So that's a whole separate conversation to be had, but it really was about, I remember my dad working so hard, always looking at people in the eye, and he was still known. Unfortunately, my dad passed away prematurely, coming up on 25 years, pretty incredible. But what makes me feel so good that I've learned from him and truly his legacy is that I still hear people say that I speak to and been interviewing people who worked with him who would say, your dad was so personable. He would look you in the eyes. He knew your name. He would ask about you. He would know the names and speak to you about your children's names. I mean, it was just very personal. It was very real. And it's about treating the customer's interest, putting their interest first ahead of yours beyond just making it, a buck. It wasn't about that. And so I learned that as my, truly my ethos, my work ethic. And that's something that continued with all the different, I've had worked across many careers, many industries, and the common denominator was always that great customer experience.
Yeah. And the amount of history you've had with that and the fact I love when people really get involved with their families with business, and it definitely seems like you had that kind of relationship with your family. And customer experience is something that really trickles down. It's something that you never really forget when a company serves you good, also when a company serves you bad. And I think part of a customer experience is getting to understand the customer, which I feel like a lot of people know that to be true, but I don't feel like enough people go about to understand their customers. So what's your advice for being able to better understand our customers and be able to serve them better?
I think you need to set it up and have it a part of your SOPs. Your standard operating procedures should incorporate a method to take information from your customers and asking them. I say you need to ask all the time throughout the entire process, both with your employees and your customers. And you need to ask for their feedback, ask what they want, ask how you're doing along the way, and at the end, and really be able to collect some information about what's important to them, regardless of what business you're in, and utilize that back when you're working with them and show them that they matter, that you remember them, you recognize them, their names even, right? Just even using someone's name. There's a great quote that talks about that the person's name in any given language is the most beautiful sound, right? So I do think that's so true. I even use that when I write letters or emails, I'll use someone's name. Think about it, it's like that little hit of dopamine. And it's crazy, but you think about it when you see your name written or when you hear your name. So that's just a really small little detail. But I think that it's important for businesses to not only see it as business, but think of business as personal. Mm-hmm. And because it's about that connection, it's about the real people, because people are people first and their customers second. And I feel like it's very important to take the approach of getting to know them as people and developing those relationships.
And I really love that idea of getting to know them as people, because like we could hear a lot of different noise around you. Like if you're in a crowd or something, then when you hear your name, like your ears perk up, like you're looking around, like who said my name? And that's something like our name carries a lot of meaning to us. And I really like how Jill said, like, you know, people first, customers second. And if you view them that way and the relationship is pretty obvious that you view them as people first, they're going to come back and again and again and again to continue to buy your products, continue to be clients if you view them as people first and customers second. And one of the things that I want to address also is that there are some people who maybe they're not treating their customers right, or a relationship is non-existent. And these have been customers who have been there for a while. So in that scenario, how do you change the culture around that relationship so customers see that you're treating them with high respect, but obviously doing that also?
Absolutely. And that's an excellent question. And I think a lot of businesses who are already well into their business think, well, everything's moving along and I have the phones ringing or people are walking in the door, whatever the business is, and they're fine. But the truth is that there's this amazing statistic that blows me away. Okay, 80% of executives, business owners, feel they're delivering an outstanding customer experience, while only 8% of customers agree. Think about that huge delivery gap. That's insane. And it's dangerous for your business. So I see myself as kind of that bridge that connects the owners sitting on their private island thinking everything's fine and the mainland of the customers who are not agreeing and maybe feel like, okay, well, because you mentioned they're still hanging in there as your customer. Well, maybe the competition isn't that great. Maybe there's no one else nearby. Maybe it's just become easy. But if once they see that there's something else better because there's so much competition, they will not remain with you. In fact, 89% of customers begin business with your competitors following a bad experience. And so getting around to your question of how do we change that, it has to start at the top. It has to start with the owner. And that's with your core values. And a lot of times, even if they've established their core values a long time ago, they're probably not living up to them. Or maybe the customer's experience, the people aspect, putting people first in your business, maybe it's not a part of your core value. So I would encourage you to go back and look at the list of what you have, your core values, what's important to you. Make sure that's a part of it. And it's one of the things that I do with my clients. But then also make sure that every decision that's made after that is reflected back and that it actually is putting out to the world what those core values are. And it's something that can be done at the start of your business or once you're well into your business. It's something to go back and double check on, because if it's not working, if it's not out there in your business, it's not a part of your core values, or the core values are not being reflected within your business as you hire, as you train, as you interact.
And that's a really good point. You bring up the core values, and it is good to check in on them every once in a while, not just to see if you're following up on them, you're doing everything they say, but also, do you want to add in a core value? Do you feel like there's a core value that you need to take away? Because there have been companies that they have changed their slogans. I mean, Google like came out, you know, like do no evil or something like that was their first thing, but they changed it to something else very recently. So, I mean, just because you have a core value, it could change.
Yeah, it's definitely an evolution. And I think as you grow, it is something that's important to always go back and check on. And, you know, I think the goal here is what you touched on before is lifetime value of a customer. And that's really where I think it's important is when you develop those relationships that then you go deep and that customer becomes a long-term loyal customer and they're going to refer you business. They're going to come back with other friends. In fact, it's really crazy because businesses have a 60 to 70% chance of selling to an existing customer, while the probability of selling to a new prospect is only 5 to 20%. So why would you make it harder for yourself? Why would you spend all that extra money and resources and having to establish and find new customers instead of maintaining the ones that you have and treating them right, treating them like family?
Yeah, and that is a really great point, because if someone buys your product, this is something that a lot of people talk about in marketing. If someone buys your product, even if it's $1, they're more likely to buy the next product for you. And you could see it in like people who return to brands very often. I mean, if you buy books from a certain author and that author comes out with another book, you're more likely to buy more of their books. That's why you see a lot of self-published authors write a ton of books because they know that. And, you know, at $3 a book, it's certainly easy. But you even see this with like $2,000 training courses, where people like your first $2,000 training course, they will go back and buy your other one. So it is definitely about treating those customers right. Knowing who they are also is pretty important, having a for online marketing purposes, like having a separate email list just for your customers can be really big. But I know, Jill, you have helped so many businesses and people give such a better experience for their customers. So I'm sure you've heard all kinds of different stories and case studies of what to do and what not to do. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, what do you believe holds a lot of people back from giving customers this really great experience that honestly they deserve?
I think that business owners, and it doesn't matter if you're a solopreneur or you're a corporation, right? I think that what I do really covers the gamut, because it's not the segment of the market or the industry that you're in. It's the mindset and the appreciation of what you're putting out and making sure you're delivering value. And I think where the gap, what creates that gap I talked about before and where things fall short, is that people are so busy putting out fires. They're so busy living in the moment. They haven't established those systems. They don't have a true team. They have a bunch of employees, but maybe they don't have a team that works together and supports one another. Maybe they haven't trained. I mean, I've spoken to, you know, one business owner said, well, you know, the turnover is so bad, and that's a real problem, is keeping that retention. And so we really don't train people as well as we should. We just really, we need to fill, you know, right now, employment's really low, so it's hard to find great people. So we just find who we can to get in and fill the spot. And there's a human being there. But truly, that's going to hurt you, because first, having a warm body there or not, if they're not delivering the message, if they're not interacting with your customers how you want your brand to be viewed, they're harming you. There's more harm than good. And so I think people are so busy living in the moment and rushing and doing what has to be done in that second that they don't think about the big picture from the beginning, and they don't plan accordingly, or they don't stop and say, okay, let's go back and address some of these things that we probably should have earlier, because it's just making it where the customer feels the chaos that's going on here.
And that is a really great point you make, because you can have the you can have the core values in place. You can be the right-minded person, but you have to hire people who share that vision. And when you pay someone like, you know, X amount of dollars per hour or whatever the setup is, we'll just use dollars per hour in this example. Let's say it's $20 an hour that you're paying someone to work for your business. It's not $20 an hour that you're actually paying them for. In some cases, you could it could really be losing $50 an hour because they hurt your business. But in other cases, it could be really good ROI, where like someone is just so great to your existing customers that they come back because of that person. So each person who you bring into your company, that's an investment. It's not just delegating. It's not just you having more time, but it's also an investment. And it impacts how people look at your brand. So really great insight from Jill, just to think about that also.
Yeah. And I just want to build on a little bit of an experience that I just had. So one of the things I think is really important with our team, with our employees is, I call it E to the third power. So we first have to educate our customers. Our employees when we hire them. And then we need to empower them. We need to give them the power to make choices and decisions as they interact with your customers so that they feel a part of the business. They're not just a hired hand. They're not just working at a job. They feel invested because you've empowered them with the ability to make those choices. And the third E, Mark, is for entrust. You have to cut that umbilical cord, kind of like parenting. And at that point, once you've trained them and you've empowered them with the right tools, then you have to trust that they're going to do the right thing. And you've got to give them a chance to do that. So I had an experience yesterday. I was at Trader Joe's, which is known for their great customer experience. It's known for the great people they hire. And I wonder whether or not this was something where the company empowered their employees or whether or not this was just something that this guy did. So I went in, you know, I'm checking out. Did you find everything? How did everything go? And I said, well, great. I ended up, as usual, with this whole basket of stuff that I didn't come here for. And the actual thing that I came for, you didn't have. And he said, oh, well, what was that? And so I was buying a gift for my sister I'm going to see soon. And so I mentioned what it was that she loves, I always bring to her. And he said, oh, well, that's really odd. Usually we have that, but you know, check back with us because if it's off the shelf, I asked if maybe they had it in the back. And he said, no, if it's not on the shelf, we're probably out, but we'll be getting that again soon. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'll come back. So I get home and I'm unpacking my bag, and there was, they sell the same product. It's the dark chocolate peanut butter cups. They're so good. And the dark chocolate, they had tons of milk chocolate, but not the dark chocolate. And they sell the small little 99-cent bags. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Well, he had put one of the small little 99-cent bags of those dark chocolate peanut butter cups in my grocery bag. I had no idea.
Wow.
I thought that was brilliant. And I mentioned it to my son. He said, well, I think that's illegal. Isn't that dishonest? And I said, you know, I don't know whether or not he was empowered to do that. But of course, I'm always thinking customer experience. And I thought, I hope that the company has trained their staff to empower them and trust them to make the choice of when to do that kind of thing and when not to. It was brilliant. To me, it made me feel even closer to their company, their brand. And as human beings, right, because of what happened, it was a very personal experience. And you better believe I love them for all those reasons anyway, but it was one more thing to make me say, oh my gosh, how great was that? I'm definitely going to stick with this company.
Wow, all for 99 cents too. I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, some people, I think about, you know, like spending hundreds of dollars on the gift or like thousands of dollars to keep someone. But I mean, like 99 cents, that has an impression. Just give the right gift just to show that you care.
Yeah, and it didn't even cost them 99 cents, right? That was the retail price. So think about what it cost them to create that brand loyalty. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great strategy. There are so many ways that you can do it. Because not all of us have that much chocolate in reserve to give out to people, but just a nice little email, a classic thing. You see a lot of thank you notes, like mailed, like actual hard copy mailed, can really make a big difference. That's one of the more common ways that literally anyone can be doing to build that customer experience and enhance it. And one of the things that I do want to ask you, Jill, is one of the things I say on every show, I mean, if you listen to a lot of these or watch a lot of them over at YouTube. You've heard me say habits are make or break for a while. So I'm wondering, Jill, if you can share with us some of the habits that you'd say are essential for your success.
I think from the beginning, when I meet people, I try to, even if it's not a client, when I engage, if I meet someone out at a networking event or at a party or someone introduces me, I write down their information. I try to connect with them on LinkedIn and on Facebook, the key places. I was just speaking with someone and somehow the conversation came up and she mentioned her birthday. So I made a little note of her birthday off to the side. I've already put it into my calendar so that when her birthday comes around, I'll send her either a handwritten birthday card or most likely an e-card or minimum an email recognizing her birthday. She won't even know. She'll say like, how did you know it was my birthday? I paid attention to that detail in our conversation and I took note. So it's those little things, recognizing and then using that information. If they mention, oh, they're going on a family trip and they're going to be going to Italy next week. So maybe circle back. Oh, how long are you going for? Find out, make a note. How was Italy? You know, I hope you had a great time. What was your favorite part? Just something to create an engagement. So it's those little, I'm very detail oriented throughout. It's my personality, but my different career paths have actually heightened that and really trained that. And I think it's just really important to pay attention to the details because I do think it's the small details that make the most, the biggest impact.
Yeah, those small details really matter. And it's really smart, as Jill mentioned, write down those notes, set a reminder. You could do this on virtually any smartphone now. So like I have like at least 10 different reminders telling me when I'm supposed to reach out to people for different reasons. Like for sometimes it's getting someone on the show, and other times it's someone who said, I'm interested in having you speak at my event. So when someone tells you, reach out to me on this day, or it's something as subtle as someone saying my birthday is this day, put that reminder on your phone or somewhere else where you'll see it so you follow up on that reminder. So really great stuff from Jill. And I just really loved our time together because you shared some really awesome stuff. For people who want to continue following your work and following your journey, where are some of the places we can find you?
Thank you. So of course, my website, which is my name, and it's Jill Raff. Raff is spelled R like Robert, A-double-F like French fry. So it's jillraff.com. And I would love to offer a gift for everyone. All you entrepreneurs, just a beginning jump, a checklist. So customer experience acronym is CX. So you can find that at jillraff.com/CX checklist.
Jill, thank you for sharing with us that free resource, which will be in the show notes for this episode, marketability.com/E355. And thank you again for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure to meet you at the New Media Summit and also have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thanks so much, Mark. A lot of fun.